Albany has another concert venue this summer, A Night with Janis Joplin, which plays at Capitol Repertory Theater through August 7th, is more a concert than it is a theatrical production. It's a sincere and heartfelt tribute to the rock star that in 1967, at the age of 27, died from a drug overdose and alcohol abuse. A Night with Janis Joplin does not try to explore Joplin's demons. Instead, it focuses on her music and encourages the audience to appreciate what was underneath the memorable music that is her legacy. Kelly McIntyre captures not only the sound and power of the singer, but she also finds the energy and vulnerability of the woman. The dialogue, which is actually short expositional monologues, offers the audience a lot of facts about Janis's life. Much is public knowledge, but examples of her paintings are a revelation. Mostly, the non-musical moments stress her loneliness, her needs to perform, and her sense of individualism. It's interesting, but it's neither compelling nor revealing. It's certainly not enough to make you care about her as a person. An Evening with Janis Joplin is about Janis Joplin, the performer. And if you are a Janis Joplin fan, it's a thrill. Of course, it's a different story if you're not a fan of Janis Joplin. She was a new-face singer who musically was an untamed source of energy. Her voice was as harsh and as blunt as her personality. It was said by many that in performance she took no prisoners. And that's also true of McIntyre's performance. The performer is not only able to capture the flair of Janis Joplin, but she's able to make the woman human as well. Often during her high-energy performance, I would wonder how McIntyre handles the production's two-a-day performance schedule. Actually, the answer is the roles are too exhausting for two performances a day. Kristen Piacentel performs the matinees and the August 7th show. The point isn't who's performing. Rather, the question is, why was they thinking about this during a performance? The real issue is, despite the high energy of the show, unless you are devoted to Janis Joplin, the show becomes wearing. For the non-Joplin audience member, like me, too many of her songs sound familiar. But for anyone, this would be a great 90-minute show. But in almost 2.5 hours, it's much too long. But the story does have diversity. Randy Johnson, who wrote the show and directs it at Capitol Rep, tries to tell the story of Joplin's life through her musical influences. This not only offers insight to the woman's psyche, it permits appearances by Aretha Franklin, Bessie Smith, Etta James, Odetta, the Chantels, and Nina Simone. They are performed wonderfully by Janie Jones, Nikita Jones, and Kimberly Ann Steele. Danielle Fulton has a couple of haunting songs as a character titled Blues Singer. It not only brings variety to presentation, but when Joplin sings a song just heard from one of the other singers, it offers insight to how Joplin put her own identity into all her songs. However, the showstopper comes just before the first act intermission, when Aretha Franklin and Janis Joplin do a duet to Spirit in the Dark. It's a phenomenal moment. There are other memorable moments scattered throughout the show. Cry Baby, Me and Bobby McGee, Ball and Chain, Stay With Me, and I'm Going to Rock My Way to Heaven close the show and had the theater crowd on its feet. The encore, Mercedes-Benz, kept them there. A Night with Janis Joplin at Capitol Repertory Theater continues through August 7th. For tickets and information, call 346-6204 or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.